This is the one you've been waiting for, Molly the Magpie. And I've been talking about this all afternoon, justifiably. And you listeners, 4BC listeners, blowing up deluxe about this, telling us the government must overturn this decision to take Molly away from her loving family on the Gold Coast. And Molly's become a bit of an internet sensation. Well, you've got videos of the bird and the family's pet Staffy playing with each other, and they've gone viral. A current affairs, Bridget O'Brien, has an exclusive tonight with Molly's owner, Juliet Well, and we've got a little snippet of some of the audio from that. Let's take a listen.
Back in June, we got a knock at the door, and it was DESI, Department of Environment, Science and Innovation, and they said that we're coming to collect Molly, and we had no prior, you know, information that they were coming here. I didn't get an email. They just turned up. And, of course, I'm in tears saying, you can't take Molly. Why would you want to take Molly? You know, he's up, like, flying around in the trees. I'm not going to give him. No, you're not taking Molly. And then, so they left. And we didn't hear anything else from them.
Should he be living in the wild and not a domestic setting?
Well, he was. Well, he was pretty much living in both. He had the best of both worlds. He was living outside, he was hanging out with his friends outside, he was hunting and gathering on his own. He'd come occasionally for snacks, but then he'd come back and say g'day. You know, so that's a pretty good life, I reckon.
So the Department of Environment, Science and Innovation, this is Leanne Linnard, wouldn't get hot on stove, Leanne, are proving to be real grinches about this. This is what they said to A Current Affair. It is alleged that the bird was taken from the wild and kept unlawfully with no permit, licence or authority being issued by the department. All Queensland native animals are protected under the Nature Conservation Act 1992. To keep a native animal that originates from the wild, a person must have a permit, licence or authority to lawfully have the animal in their possession. The magpie is currently under the care of DESI, Department of Environment, Science and Innovation. Unfortunately, it has been highly habituated to human contact and is not capable of being released back into the wild. Well, that's one good thing, because if they released it back into the wild, it'd be gone within 24 hours. They say a process is currently underway to have the magpie placed at a suitable facility. What is a suitable facility? A suitable facility is a home where it's comfortable, where it loves the dogs and the family look after it. And this is what else they said. Given that this matter is currently being investigated, it is inappropriate to comment further about potential compliance outcomes. So that sounds to me like a threat. That sounds to me like Juliet and Reese are in for some sort of heavy fine for breaching some sort of conservation order. Just send it back to Juliet and Reese. They were taking perfectly good care of Molly before you forced them to surrender her. And just on this story, I've been in direct contact with Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate, and he assures me that Molly should be back in the hands of her family, and he's going to push the government for more answers. It's another example of overkill, bureaucracy gone mad, a government that's out of touch with community expectations. I mean, these people put rules into place, And there is no discretion, there is no common sense attached to the way in which bureaucracy works in this state right now. You see it in health. You see it in just about every department. And you can watch that full interview with Molly's owner, Juliet Wells, on A Current Affair tonight from 7 o'clock. That'll be required viewing. And I can guarantee you this, that the outpouring of support from the Australian public will be overwhelming. Just add that one to the list of why to get rid of this mob on October 26. And the list is growing and growing and growing.